Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to all the enlightened listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab, your devoted host, ready to take you on a captivating journey through Islamic upbringing. Together, we'll explore the challenges and questions surrounding raising children with Islamic values. Experts' insights rooted in the noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, will guide us along this path. Well, today we have Brother Miqdad in the studio. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Very warm welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Brother Miqdad, you talked about very beautiful points in our discussion. Like you said, to strengthen the faith, there are certain things that are very important. You'll be giving us the tips, like you said. The family life, you talked about the family life. There should be stability. There should be respect. There should be love. Then, while talking about instilling habits, you said there should be leniency, but also a balance, so that with leniency, we should not be making our children lazy. And the very important thing that you mentioned, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Saf, is that do not tell others what you do not do yourself. So sometimes when we do things with our actions, we don't require much efforts for our children to be having those habits. And you said a lot of things, so do we have something more in the store?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, when we're talking about installing habits with patience, there is one Arabic word that you find mentioned in the hadith that's called ta'dib. So I'd like to highlight a few points regarding this very important concept of ta'dib. So ta'dib means to instill adab. Adab, the plural being adab. What is adab? Adab is
the etiquettes.
The etiquettes, or what we call in English manners.
Yeah.
Right? It means to beautify the outer appearance of our actions. In other words, we have this concept in Islam whereby we are told that when we do something, what's important is not doing a lot of things. It's to doing things, even little, but doing it well, doing it beautifully.
Right.
And this is adab. So, for example, we are told that when you meet somebody, for example, the adab of meeting somebody is to say salam to them, to shake their hands, to smile with them, to speak them in a nice way, to speak them in a respectful way, to listen to them more than speaking to them.
Right.
So the adab of meeting somebody. Or for example, the adab of eating, right? Is that somebody can just eat, but somebody can eat with adab, right? Sitting properly on the floor, for example. Not extending your hand to food that's away from you, rather taking that which is closer to you. Starting with Bismillah, chewing your food properly, not speaking to others whilst your mouth is full. So all the adab, or the beautification of the actions eating, right? These are called manners in Islam. Instilling manners and doing ta'adib is very important. And again, this is something that's related to the outer appearance of our actions and the habits that we need to create. So we talked about in the previous sessions about instilling habits, and mainly our focus was on the wajib actions, salah and fasting that we talked about, and hijab, for example. But it's also important to create and to instill adab in our children, in the wajib actions as well as in certain mustahab actions, which are not placed except through a habit, right? So, for example, how we eat together, right? we need to, as a family, inculcate some of the adabs in our family. How do we do this? Is by just doing it as parents ourselves, and children, when they see us, this is how we do things in this house, this is how we eat, for example, together on the table, children will slowly be able to adopt these, and they'll be copying these, and they'll be learning these adabs, for example, in this case, related to how we eat at the dinner table.
Right. So pause, reflect, and rejuvenate your audience. When we resume, we'll continue our exploration on fostering faith in our children. Stay connected.
Hey, stop! I got a better game!
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry, we're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and it's time to reignite the flame of faith within our children. So we are going to delve deeper into our discussion with Brother Miqdad. Yes, Brother Miqdad, you said instilling manners while it comes to instilling habits. We talked in habits about instilling the wajibat, the obligatory things, and now you're talking about manners.
So there are certain manners that we really find it much easier to inculcate in our families and to make them part of our families. And they have a very strong impact in the wajib actions and impact in building faith in our children. For example, giving charity, right?
Right.
This is something that we need to really encourage a lot as a family, to give charity, to help others, once a day, once a week, once a month, to our capacity. Or, for example, reciting the adhan at home, right? Loudly. This is amongst the nice adabs to have, that when we're at home and it's time for prayer, you switch off the TV, you stop doing what you're doing, and you give the adhan. Obviously, you then pray. But the act of giving the adhan loudly in a house is a nice adab to have. Or, for example, to put on clean clothes and to be ready for the salah in a beautiful way, etc. The point being is that what happens when a child is taught or a child sees that when we do certain things, we do them in a very beautiful way.
Right.
It brings about a more a stronger motivation to do it, because naturally we're more inclined to do things in a beautiful way.
Right.
As an example, imagine if you're going to be watching a movie, right? And we just put the movie on and that's it, we just watch it. Or as a second option, imagine if you're going to watch a movie, you bring the sofa and you make the sofa very comfortable. You make popcorns as well. You put a very nice sound system around.
Sit back straight.
Exactly. So what happens is that it creates a much stronger motivation to do this. I really enjoy this because it has the same movie, right? We're watching this exact same movie, right? Perhaps at the exact same time. But the fact that you've prepared the grounds for it, whether it's a nice sofa, it's with the popcorn, with a nice sound system, it makes the act much greater and you feel much more inclined to doing it.
Right.
If before going to for salah, for example, for the prayer, you have an abba, for example, for boys to wear, or the girls have a nice little scarf, for example, or a namaz chador. You have a small attar or some perfume in the prayer mat. Your tasbih is a very nice, colorful tasbih, for example. These things create, these things are part of the adab that really create more motivation to do this. And generally, when it comes to the different aspects of our lives, whether it's eating, drinking, sleeping, talking to one another, how we talk to one another, going to school, our relation with our teacher, with our friends, going to the park, playing, having fun, all these things. If we slowly inculcate children with the good adabs and the good manners related to each of these, it has a very strong impact on our ability then to do things in a better way, which then impacts our faith.
Right.
And so adab is very essential. I've got a very beautiful hadith that I'll mention after the break, inshallah.
Right, inshallah. So time for a quick break, and we'll be back and talk about more strategies on nurturing the unshakable faith in our little ones. So don't wander too far.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, encourage your sons in their childhood to learn etiquette, so that in their grown-up age, they can be the joy of your eyes.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Brother Miqdad, and we are talking about instilling faith in our children and some of the tips Brother Miqdad is helping us with. Brother Miqdad is right now talking about instilling habits with patience, and Brother Miqdad, you said that instilling habits when it comes to wajibat, we also have to take care of instilling adab at the same time, instilling those manners which make our actions more and more beautiful and make it more motivating.
In terms of the importance of adab, there's a very beautiful hadith where Amir al-Mu'mineen says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did ta'adib of the Prophet. And this is a very big statement to make, that the adab and the manners of the Prophet, he got them and received them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Wow.
And this is an important point, that ta'adib doesn't mean to teach manners, right? When we find in a hadith, for example, that do ta'adib of your children, it doesn't mean that you sit down with them and go through the whole list of adab that the children need to have. Rather, adab is something that is inculcated. Amir al-Mu'mineen said that then the Prophet did ta'adib of me, right? So Amir al-Mu'mineen, his manners, he received them from the Prophet. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen says that I do ta'adib of the believers. Or in other words, I inculcate the believers with adab. If you understand the level of the faith of the Prophet and the Ahl al-Bayt, you realize that this faith comes with this adab. This adab has a very important impact on our faith.
Right.
And so if we want to really inculcate our children with faith, we need to create adab in them, right? In ourselves first, obviously, as we mentioned, but we need to do ta'adib of our children. This is why we have in hadith that do ta'adib of your children. How to do ta'adib is what we talked about. Instilling these habits as a family with a lot of patience, with a lot of leniency, right? And if we're able to create these adabs, slowly, as much as we can, right? It doesn't have to be all in one go. Slowly, we bring about in the way, in our lifestyle, right? As a family together, the things that we do as a family, right? We create certain very important behaviors and very important habits, right? Whether it's, for example, I remember one time there was a family that was telling me that, or there was a family that was after dinner table, they would pray to God and thank to God. You know how the Christians do it, where they thank the Lord after a meal? So they had brought that as they're Muslims, they brought that to their own family, basically, which I thought was not a bad thing to do. We have in hadith that we thank Allah after meals, for example, after any ni'mah that we've received. Creating these habits really has a long-term impact in how much faith we're able to inculcate in our children.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Brother Miqdad, for those deep insights. And may Allah help all the parents with those understanding, those insights. And may Allah give us patience as parents to inculcate those habits and the manners in our children. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and smoke.